Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miami Hurricanes basketball on WQM is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right. Hey, something else before we get into all of our stuff for today, and we got a lot of different things we're going to be jumping on. Yesterday I saw, it was Florio from Pro Football Talk was talking about some of the records that will never be broken in the NFL, just randomly. And the first one they threw out was Paul Krause, who I'm going way back on you, so people haven't heard that name, played for the Vikings. He had 81 interceptions.
Wow.
I would say that's pretty safe.
Yeah. Wow.
81 interceptions.
Well, now what happens is, and we saw it even just down here with Xavier, they stopped throwing to that side. So you're not going to get.
That's right. That's a great point. First of all, you're not going to throw to a guy. Yeah. You just go to the other side of the field if a guy's too good.
Like Deion Sanders. Remember all those stories about Deion? He's on the left side. Stay away from the left side. Do not throw the ball to the left side of the field.
And the guy on the other side got a ton of picks and usually got to go to the Pro Bowl with him. But you have that. And it's just, first of all, I mean, my God, 81
picks. A lot.
That's crazy.
Good Lord.
I wasn't even thinking. Like, my number, even though they're passing more than ever and the crazy numbers, the numbers for me that will never be broken, and they brought up some good ones. But I would ask you, Emmitt Smith, 18,355 yards. Yep. We're never going to see a run. Are we ever going to see a running back?
Well, you don't see running backs play.
Years,
yeah.
18 years at 1,000 yards.
No.
That ain't going to happen.
No.
You'll have a guy go for 1,300, but you got to do that. Even 1,300, you're still talking. And Emmitt stayed durable. One thing these guys all did, durable dudes, man. Emmitt Smith, productive and durable. And then Jerry Rice, of course. This one, I guess, of all the records because of where the game is right now, but even then, Jerry Rice had 1,549 catches. Zach, I mean, you can do the math. 15 years of 100 catches. Are we going to see that? 15 years.
I don't know.
You got to get into your mid and late 30s and still be putting up 80, 90, 100 catches.
Well, what about, like, all right, so that one, yeah, probably not going to end up happening, but what about these guys like a Jarvis? I'm not saying Jarvis is on Jerry Rice's level. Please don't get me wrong when I say that.
No, you're just talking about numbers.
But Jarvis gets 100, 115 catches every year. If the longevity is there.
But you're still talking.
I know. He's got to play 12 seasons to get that 13 and 13 of those seasons. He can't have like a 72-catch season. If he gets injured one season, that doesn't – you know, well, I understand that. But that might be the one I could say just because the inflated passing numbers that maybe
Let me give you another one because I think all the quarterback records are all just going to keep breaking each other's
shattered.
Records.
Yep.
So I left all the quarterbacks out. Bruce Smith, 200 sacks.
Yeah.
My God, 200 sacks.
Put in perspective, that's 10 years of what Donald did this year.
I saw that up close
10
for
straight
a long
years,
time.
Of course. But 10 straight years of 20 sacks would get you there.
So I would ask you, which one of those, all those numbers, is the safest in today's pass-happy league?
Okay. All those are good. I mean, I think the Jerry Rice one, I think – could possibly, you know, someone could get close. I don't know if that'll be broken. The interception one, I don't think so. The rushing total, I think that's the one. I think that's the one that no one's going to get close to because of the fact that we see running back. First off, there's no more Barry and Emmitts in the league.
Where the one guy just carries
cows.
The ball.
Where's the bell cows in the league? And we saw that even go back to the Dolphins last year. We went into the season thinking, oh, Frank Gore's going to be on this team. He's going to be a great guy to come in for here and there plays. Because we're going to have Kenyon Drake as the bell cow. What happened there? There's just one example, but there's no other guys out there that are the guys getting 25, 30 carries a game anymore. Those days are over.
By the way, that's 25, 30 carries for a long, long time.
A long time.
That's a lot of carries.
You remember how many carries Ricky had in 2 years here? what, 800 plus, almost 900 carries?
And he tapped out.
He goes,
that's
out.
It's too much.
He had a year.
Those guys can't make it through a full season anyway.
No.
Look at Todd Gurley. He's the best one
we have
going.
You're right.
He couldn't even make it through.
Right.
It's too long a season for him. So I'd ask you, which one of those
rushing yards?
Which one of those records is going to our grave? And we can, when we're sitting there and they're over the top of us and says, oh, he was a great guy, and not all that bad a guy and stuff, and you're going, wow, that record.
My top three in the order would be rushing yards, sacks, and then interceptions. And maybe you could flip flop sacks and interceptions.
Well,
but rushing yards to me is the one not getting touched.
Paul Krause, 81 picks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You get six or seven interceptions 3-4 years, and we've seen guys do that.
Yeah.
Then you just stop, like you said, you don't throw at them, and you throw. Everybody goes after the weak link now, probably more than they did in the old days.
Sure.
It would have to be a freelancing safety, and we just saw the best one maybe ever.
And Krause
and Ed Reed.
Would Krause play free safety? Is that what he played also for a long time?
A freelancer back there.
Okay, so you just brought up Ed Reed, right? Ed Reed, 64 in his career. It seemed like he had 1,000 every year. Seemed like every year he had 10, 12. He had 64 in his career. Charles Woodson had 65, and Rod Woodson had 71. And those are kind of the three of the, like, last guys that we've seen play. Darren Sharper had 63.
All these guys are in pretty good shape to not have to worry about their numbers for a long, long time.
I'm just looking at this top list
Emmitt
to see.
Smith.
Yeah, no.
Jerry Rice. I know Antonio Brown's talked about, you know, wanting to play and have all those records, and I know he takes great care of himself and everything else. But you even look at Antonio Brown's numbers right now, at age 30.
He's got a ways to go. He's got a ways to go. It's 31.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
What is he? Is he at 1,000 catches yet? I don't think Antonio.
I don't think he's at 1,000.
At 1,000. Yeah. Man, it's just.
There's a couple records. Yeah, a couple of those will never be. The quarterback ones throw out the window. They're all going to be.
Let me give you another one of Jerry Rice. Because Jerry Rice, who some still thinks the greatest player to ever play, still 197 touchdowns and receptions.
It's a lot.
197. Zach.
That's a lot. You're right.
20 years of 10, basically, just short of 10 touchdowns. Look how many guys had 10 touchdowns last year.
Antonio Brown's got 837 catches, and he's got 74
A little
touchdowns.
Over halfway there.
Yeah,
and halfway. He's going to be 31 before the season starts the next season.
Yeah, okay, so that's going to be a rough one also. I just think the rushing one, there's no chance because guys aren't like that anymore. I think the wide receiver one, the way that Jarvis started his career, he's the one guy. And Odell Beckham. Because these guys have had four straight years of 100 catches or whatever it is.
Odell played 12 games last
year. No, you're right. That's why it's going to be tough.
He's already had the injury bug early in his career. The one thing all these guys have in common, besides the production, obviously is off the chart. These guys all stayed healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember Emmitt Smith. Do you remember him? I remember he's banged up a few times, but he always played. Jerry Rice always played. And that big stud to play for the Buffalo Bills, he always played.
So he's got 200, right? What did JT end with?
130-something.
Jeez.
I know. I mean, and it's just it's incredible when you start talking about 200 sacks.
Yep. 200 sacks. These are some of the texts coming in. 200 sacks won't get touched. Zeke has a shot to break the rushing record. I don't think so.
I don't either.
I mean, he's a great player. I don't think so. And Krause was a safety. Someone wrote in, not a cornerback. Yeah, we've established that. But the whole point is.
No, we're talking about defensive secondary.
Just, yeah, that's it.
That's why I said it would have to be a safety. And it would have to be a guy that's allowed to roam.
Yeah. And so Krause got 81. Do you know the only active player on this like top list that's Reggie Nelson?
Who's at the end of his career.
He's got 38.
Yeah.
Like, he's the closest guy right now. I'm trying to look at this list to see who's still active. Yeah. Aqib Talib's got 35. These are guys that are, and Brent Grimes with 33.
You realize that that all four of those guys I happen to mention, a guy with interceptions, a guy running the football, a guy catching the football, and a guy sacking the quarterback, those are pretty damn safe.
Yep. Yeah,
it's not. I mean, you're going to have like some guy come into the league that goes, "Hey, man, I'm one of the best pass rushers you've ever seen. We thought the way J.J. started, J.J. looked like he was going to have, right? J.J. Watts, we got off to – he got the injury bug hit him.
That's it.
Now he's come back. But look how many years he has to go. He still got a ways to go to get to 100.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Some of those stats are just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's hey, we're down here with one of the second best pass rusher in the history of this team, and we're sitting there waiting. He's right at a couple away from 100, and we're talking about Bruce Smith, 200.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy, crazy, crazy numbers.
J.J. Yeah. Watt's at 92 for his career.
Yeah. And he's going to go way over 100.
No, but he's halfway there. He's injured, and he's played how many years in the pros right now? He's been in the league since 11.
It's amazing. All these guys in a more physical time of football, although the guys aren't as big and fast as they are today. And I still tell everybody the great neutralizer and maybe one of the problems of the sport in the big picture is these guys are so much bigger today.
Right.
My offensive line, I've said over, is 250 to 270 pound guys. Those guys now have all moved to linebacker.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just, today's game, the size and the speed of these guys running around, when you get hit, you can figure it out. If you get hit by a guy 250 pounds that runs as fast as these guys, and you can see it in the combine coming up, you're going, damn, look how much stronger, faster, bigger.
Times are different.
Your old body, the only thing that hasn't changed is your bone structure, man.
Right. Right.
Your ligaments and everything else, like, that's why you see so many guys on IR, and of course the help of the needle. Damn it, bring that damn needle back.
My dad played college football. He was a guard and a linebacker. He was 218 pounds, 220 pounds. I mean, it's going back. My dad's 70, but think about the way it used to be.
You go to not every high school down here, but you go to a high school football game, and I can handpick five or six high schools down here, and we have almost 300-pound offensive lines across the board. Now, there'll be a 250, 260, 270 guy in there, but there's some big, big guys. We got some offensive lines down here in high school.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That some big, big guys.
By the way, if J.J. Watt doesn't get hurt, he had a couple monster seasons to start his career.
No.
But
we got this in every one of these stats.
You're right.
That you go, that's great. You had a couple big years. Can you do it for 15 years?
You're right. He started with five
really
and a half.
Really nice, great. You got off. Oh, you got injured.
No, but he got hurt, and that's the problem. J.J. Watt, rookie year, 5.5. Next year, 20.5. Next year, 10.5. Next year, 20.5. Next year, 17.5. And then 1.5 in two seasons because he got hurt.
Yeah. No, the injury. Part of this is being durable.
But then came back and had 16 last year.
Big part of it. But, again, you start doing the math on all these guys, and you got to play in your late 30s, and you can't. You got to be as good.
Hurt.
You got to be as good at 38 as you were at 22 in your prime years, in your best athletic years. Yeah, you got to. Unless you do that, we get back into that stuff on a full time basis. Mm-hmm. That may change a little bit.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Thought about four to Oakland and was told, hey, not now. And I'm talking about talking to people in the league. And also 11 to Cincinnati was very interesting, but kept them at Miami. I think the combine is going to be critical. Height, body type, hand size, that interview process with Kyler Murray is going to determine. So it was premature to move him up to 11 or 4, maybe after the combine that happens. Next mock to me will be at the end of March. Todd will probably have one coming up the middle of March. We'll see how the combine goes. But I think the 13 right now is what I've built as a consensus for Kyler Murray from people I spoke to in the National Football League.
Yeah, Mel, he's the story of this draft. He's the guy. Because there's really nobody like him in terms of a first-round pick in Major League Baseball choosing to go in the NFL draft. I think he knows that he's going to go in the first round. I'm sure that his agent and his group have talked to enough teams that they are convinced he'll go in the first round, and so he'll be the first ever to be a first-round pick in both Major League Baseball and the NFL. Then, what is he, 5'9", somewhere in that range? I think he is also what today's NFL is. It's being more spread out. It's not as physical. It's guys that can maneuver and create, can throw outside of the pocket while also inside. And I just think he sees the field, has a quick trigger, and he's a much better passer than most people want to give him.
I think everyone just has this ingrained in their brain because he's so quick and so fast, he can't be a great thrower. He is very natural as a passer. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see because some teams are scared off by the size and some other things, but I think he's going to wind up being a top 10 pick when it's all said and done.
There you go. McShay and Kiper Jr. coming out with all their stuff. I mean, they broke down everything. The only thing they left out, Zach, and we're going to hear this over the next couple of months, plays taller than 5'9 and a half.
I like that. I like your assessment, the tall 5'9.
He plays. He's so athletic, yep. He plays taller.
I like that.
Right? Listen, somebody's going to come up with something creative. They're going to go, well, we can't say what Kiper Jr. and McShay said. We got to come up with something new.
Listen, whatever team drafts him when they get into that that press conference afterwards, and the GM's asked, well, you know, you took him even though, you know, he's 5'9". He's a tall 5'9".
Yeah, right.
He's a thick 185.
He's a thick 197.
Yeah, he's thick.
I always wonder, because you know all these guys got to come up with some new stuff. But I got to tell you, McShay and Kiper covered about everything, every angle, you know, the system and his athletic. I mean, all the things and quick release can make all the throws outside the pocket. And so, yeah.
Here's the only question that matters. The Dolphins are on the board. The 12th pick just comes in.
Way.
It's some offensive lineman from Iowa. Kyler Murray's still there. Dolphins now are on the clock, 9:42, 9:41, 9:39.
Knowing they need a quarterback, and they look right at Chris Greer in the war room and go, what are you going to do?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? You're going to pass on him if he starts to slide. Or
I don't think that happens.
Is he sitting there at 9 or 10 where the team can jump
and
up?
And you get nervous.
Do they jump?
All of a sudden, you see that little Green Bay helmet on the bottom left of the screen turn to a Dolphin helmet.
All those guys in that front office all look at each other and go, okay, you want to go for it now? Are you in on next year's plan, or do we go for this guy?
I just wonder what happens. Because if they're all in on Kyler Murray, and let's just say it doesn't work out, he's just not that good. How ripped would this team and this front office be if next year they got to do it again?
You get ripped two ways, as you know, and this is not the first time this has been said. You pass on him, and he goes on to be a really good player for somebody else. Or you take him, and he doesn't work out.
Mm.
And they're going, wow, it's on you to do your homework. Sure, I liked him, but I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
That's it.
You're the guy getting paid the big bucks to figure it out.
Chris Greer comes into a situation
and
where—
And then the third scenario is he turns out—
To be great.
You take him,
yeah,
and you're going, wow. This is the best thing we've had early on, best thing and potentially upside that we've had going back to you-know-who.
Oof, yeah. That name's going to get brought up.
It'll bring back the old you-know-who because we got to get back to finding somebody not like you-know-who, but close to you-know-who.
Well, the last guy who's still on this roster right now, probably won't be on it come June 1st, was the first-round pick at that position we've taken since you-know-who.
You know this franchise in the history of it. He's only taken three guys in the first round. Now, they got a little spoiled from the Greasy to a couple years off to the Marino handoff because those guys sucked up a lot of years of the history of the franchise.
Third guy
with high level.
So yeah.
And then what we've been stuck in. But listen,
the other you-know-who.
In fairness to even Ryan Tannehill, even long before we got him, it hasn't been.
No. That position's been terrible since.
Everybody's had, you know, whatever, whoever your Fiedler, whoever was your favorite guy for a cup of coffee. It just hasn't been at a high enough level. Just hasn't been. We've had tough guys. We've had guys have some good games. But we just haven't had. I mean, you got to get a guy, man. You get a guy today. I'm not saying he's going to play as long as Brady. But you get a guy today, and he can play till he's 36 or 37 or 30. I mean, guys are getting new contracts at 35, staying with the same team.
Wouldn't it be nice just to have that guy? Wouldn't it be nice to not necessarily every single offseason worry about that position? To go into the draft knowing, hey, all right, we got a quarterback, got a pretty good running back stable. We could really use a tight end or a good number one wide receiver right here.
Well, the problem has been you still needed all those other guys while
you've
still
been
trying to figure out the quarterback
situation.
But
the one position could change everything.
Well, there'll be a lot of talk about that. That was just, and they're beating it up every day, so it's not, it is, I do agree with what everybody has said nationally. He's going to be the big story of the draft. It's not even close for the fact that he not only won the Heisman Trophy, you know the Oakland A's had no idea he was going to be this good. Oakland A's, who took him ninth overall in the summer draft in baseball, if you were to ask those guys, of course, the guy that thinks he's the smartest man in baseball with the A's, yeah. If you were to ask him, like, yeah, go play. Go get it out of your system, and we'll get you going in a couple years in minor league, get you on the bus, and get you traveling around a little single-A baseball here. He had no idea. He was like, damn, the guy's so good. They're not even care about his size.
The guy went back to college and won a Heisman Trophy. Like, come on, you couldn't even write that storybook ending.
He goes, hey, Baker went first overall, and the job's mine. I'm kind of, if you don't mind, I'd like to play 1 year and then, you know, come play for you in baseball. Because that's pretty much what he said.
Of course.
And they go, go, heck. We're all rooting for you. Go have a great year and have a chance to win national championship. They weren't thinking Heisman Trophy and thinking this guy being potentially the second quarterback taken in the draft.
Or the first. Who knows? Let me read you a couple texts real quick. 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I think we need to draft a quarterback in back-to-back years, somebody texted. I hope we don't have to get to that. That would be horrible.
Not first in the first round.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
I hope we're not getting people draft quarterbacks.
That happens. Chris Greer's
first.
On the hot seat already. I don't see the hype. He got destroyed against the only good team he played. We'll probably trade up for him. Dolphins going to Dolphin. Another one, I think Chris Greer is praying that Kyler Murray gets drafted before 13 so he doesn't have to deal with that pressure. That is a scenario I was thinking about. Another one says, Z, you take Lyman all day long. 1 year starter does not equate to a franchise quarterback make. And another one says, does Murray fit the South Patriot way? Yeah, of course. And give Tannehill avocado ice cream another year.
By the way, those are very, very all legit stuff that's being discussed. Mm-hmm. All of it. All those texts. Yeah, and the fans of football fans, Dolphin fans have been through it all. So, yeah,
I agree. Don't need another Pat White. That's coming in.
Yeah,
Kyler Murray's going to get Pat Whited out of the NFL. These are all coming in as we go. And someone has said, how tall is you know who? Joe says a tall 5'9".
He's got Pat White. The most disappointing thing for me was Pat White's arm strength. And by the way, there at Senior Bowl, where he had the great Senior Bowl.
That's right.
And we were in love with that guy. Man, we're going to be able to take this whole Wildcat. It's going to be great. And he just literally, he was a college quarterback. He was a college quarterback we took in the second round who physically, mentally just was not an NFL quarterback. No matter what system you put in, he was until he took that hit. When you saw him take that hit, that was.
You didn't even see it.
That was it. Like that one hit, you could hear the whole front office going, ooh. That was a bad pick.
Oh, man.
What else you got rolling?
He's getting up from that one. All right, 56022, if you want to join the text conversation here. Murray will be another Werfel. We don't need him. Danny Werfel, huh? That's an interesting comparison.
How's he come in with Danny Werfel?
I don't even know. Athletes, in quotes.
He has nothing in common with that guy. Completely different kind of quarterback.
Athletes at quarterback don't win Super Bowls. Drop back passers are proven formula for success.
Oh, well, it's going by Tom Brady.
Yeah. You're talking about the Finns taking Murray. It will go like this. Finns draft in first round. He's a bust. Give him away in 2 years. Goes to another team. Turns into a Pro Bowler. That's just, you know what that is? That's just a beat-up Dolphins fan right there.
Yeah. That's a no confidence, which I understand nobody's got confidence. I spoke to somebody. And I said with the team, I said, you can't get mad at anybody for not having any confidence in this organization.
No, I mean, come on.
And it's not all your fault. A lot of us before any of you guys got here, because we screwed it up so bad.
Just for so long. Pat White couldn't even sniff a cup of coffee here. Maybe smelling salts.
Ooh.
That's not nice.
Smelled a couple of those. Yep. Do they still do that?
I saw it. Didn't we see it on the sideline last year?
I haven't seen a guy take – the guy still gets – Well, first of all,
Kamara. Remember, Kamara went to the sideline and got smelling salts.
But when you get knocked out now, you're done. You go to the tent. We used to get it and run you right back in.
Yeah, well,
Hell, they didn't have a concussion in the 80s. Not one concussion.
Not one. It's amazing.
They have like 200 or 300 now. Never had any.
Look at what the Dolphins have drafted in the first round. Harris, Jordan, if you draft a quarterback, you won the first round. It better not be the quarterback bust that we've had. Yeah, of course.
Well, we all agree.
Chris Greer
that.
Will not he will not last if that happens. Murray is going to change the league. I love how, because he's so athletic, people think he might be able to throw that good. He has this has got to be a mistake. He has a stoner more accurate arm than Baker, who did great last year. Maybe I hope the Finns get him, but I feel like he'll be the first quarterback taken. Ooh, okay. That's something out there.
Well, I got to tell you.
Will he jump?
I know we're on this crush thing, but watching Haskins throw the ball at the end of the year, he looks like he's got the goods to be. I know we're only seeing the best throws that these guys make in their highlights, they show. He looks like he is going to be really good.
Murray will be another Flutie. He's going to light up the NFL. Okay.
Flutie.
People are all over the place,
man. Yeah. Who knows, man? I mean, I do get the 5'9 thing is still 5'9. I understand. But it could be a big, it plays big. Yeah. Could be a plays big 5'9 and a half or whatever it is. We got to go to break here. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com, going to join us. We'll talk to him about all these different things coming up here, including Antonio Brown. Boy, did he set himself up potentially to get a new contract after it is now time to move on after his big meeting with the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll have a lot more on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, we have a big basketball game tonight. 9 o'clock tonight, Duke and North Carolina are going to meet at Duke. And I don't know if you've caught the ticket prices for this game, but they are unbelievable. It's going to run you more than a Super Bowl ticket.
What?
And the secondary market to get into this game tonight, we just looked this up just so we have live pricing on this. The get-in price right now on StubHub is $2,900.
Holy moly.
For tonight's Duke,
those
Duke
kids, are also smart kids. I know they love their basketball. They may be selling some of those tickets.
Yeah, you know, for $150, you could sit on my couch and watch with me,
man. That's
I got chips.
But does this show ever get old? The Duke basketball show.
As long as they're doing what they're doing, no, it doesn't.
It is fun to watch, man.
Now, North Carolina's building is a lot bigger than Duke's, obviously. So that game, the game at North Carolina, is on March 9th. That one is averaging around $1,000 a ticket.
Wow.
Even in that big building.
I've always been amazed. I know Duke likes that little tight arena, small.
They're never going to get bigger.
No?
Nah, they kind of like that feel.
Money
talks. Cameron crazies.
I've never been there. I'd love to go.
I've never been either, but it would be a cool place to go for people who have gone to a Duke basketball game. You could share that with us.
Miami plays over there soon, I think like in a week.
They get to see it up close.
Yeah, how about the schedule? How about the schedule this year where no Duke here at the Watsco?
Bad year to not have them.
Right? It stinks.
They're good for business when they are here.
Oh, of course.
Would have been a pricey ticket.
Yep.
Right. Oof.
No word, by the way, if LeBron will be at this game tonight trying to illegally recruit any of those players to join his agency.
I think LeBron's about recruited out. Like, he's got to go worry about the end of this and getting his team back in the playoffs, but he can't do any better recruiting than he just did on Team LeBron. That's about as good as it gets.
I don't know. You kind of want Zion on the mix now. Zion will be one of those guys in about 7-8 years from now, gets that $300 million deal, $400 million deal.
Very interested to hear Joe's opinion on this one. So students at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, are trying to lobby the Nashville Predators to change their name from the Predators to the Sabercats. Of course, the name Predator has, you know, negative stigmas, I guess, partially because of this guy.
Please have a seat. Have a seat. I'm Chris Hansen, and I want to ask you some questions. Please have a seat.
You never want to hear that.
To be honest with you, I never thought of the name Predators like that until I read this article. Their mascot is like a giant cat with like huge fangs. Like,
okay,
looks like a predator.
We're going way too far. We're going way too far on Predator. I never thought of that kind of Predator. Chasing around little kids? Come on, man. What the hell's wrong with everybody? Like, we're over the top, man. We really are.
Welcome to the new day, man.
I mean, I'm not.
This is a real story, and that's actually a
pretty good
school,
man. I'm not looking
to get
Me Too'd today or anything or any day as far as that goes.
Keeping my mouth shut. Saber cat, saber tooth.
It's a little too far. I wouldn't change
my saber lights.
If you're asking, no, I wouldn't change. Stay the damn Predators.
Please have a seat.
Why?
Have a seat.
No.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you some questions. Please have a seat.
Oh, God.
By the way, it was amazing. Those shows, when they were on, and they were good.
Really good. Prime
but
time.
They were getting people. They were getting doctors and lawyers coming in. They're like, really?
Yeah.
You? What are you doing with that, like, six-pack of beer and that little toy?
Yeah.
In case you missed the show yesterday, Chris Hansen is homeless and broke.
Man, what happened?
Damn.
Sadly. He was thrown out of his apartment.
He had a nice niche in the market you thought could last forever. I guess everybody knew who he was. But
can't catch a break.
All right, we have a very weird story here.
No, he can't catch that break, right?
Yeah.
Very strange story here. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the country, got into an altercation during an intramural basketball game.
I saw it.
They actually have video of this.
Yeah,
Someone was filming it. I mean, this is just really weird, man. Like, this guy is going to be in the NFL. He's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. He's running around in a penny, you know, those, like, mesh pennies. And he shoves some guy, decides he wants to set a screen on him on the opposite end of the court. It's just
he fought
guy.
Through that screen, boy.
Right. And, of course, afterwards he went on Twitter and said the guy was talking crap to me throughout the game, which you expect to happen
All
in
right,
an intramural
so that's
game.
What happens in college basketball, man.
Unfortunately, though, when the guy sets the screen, there's video of Trevor Lawrence shoving the guy not once because he didn't go down on the first one, but twice. And he sends the guy flying.
Yeah, he would have been thrown out of that game.
Guy gets like back up, gets game. In his family. I mean, there's an altercation. The refs have to get in the middle. This is just complete stupidity.
All right, so what? I mean, that stuff happens. Happens in college.
I just thought it was a funny video. Because
it ain't going to affect the fact he's going to be the first player taken in the draft.
Joe, if I could draft
exactly
him this year 13
years.
For 2 years from now, I'd do it.
Yeah.
It's just weird because I think you had a different answer the other day when we talked about Patrick Mahomes playing.
Oh, he shouldn't be playing basketball, but it's college basketball compared to. I used to play in about 14 teams at Berkeley.
But you weren't on the midst of getting a $200 million contract.
No. I was just trying to get drafted. Yeah. But
so you're okay with this? This guy running around in the frat league out there in the intramural courts?
Yeah.
I think you got to be careful.
I think it's part of.
If you're Trevor Lawrence, you just got to be careful.
I think he knows that.
Really? Because I'll tell you what.
The video didn't look like it.
I mean, Joe, he.
By the way, he's
didn't
times
fight
bigger
through
than
the screen.
In that video.
Yeah, he is. He's about a foot taller than everybody. He doesn't fight through the screen. He shoves a dude down. The dude doesn't go all the way down, and then he shoves him again. This guy's lucky. This dude just didn't punch Trevor Lawrence right in the
face.
Well,
if he does, he's gonna have about 95 guys that are a lot bigger than him wanting to kick the guy's ass.
That's perfectly fine. He's still gonna get punched in the face though once.
Have that whole Clemson defensive line. That's all he needs.
That's fun. Like if you're one of these. You know, random guys out here playing. Because the guy that he gets in an altercation with looks like he's half his size and 250 pounds. Out of shape guy.
All right.
See, it's got to be fun. You talk some crap to the quarterback.
This is what happens when you get social media. We catch everything now. We got everything now. We got everything. You can't do anything. You literally, you go at it with somebody and start talking. This guy says, and you say something back to him. I find myself stopping to look to see if somebody's got a camera on before... It's all over everything.
You see some crazy things, though, at these rec league intramural games, though. It doesn't have to be, you know, football players or not or whatever it is. Some crazy stuff that happens. You got to be careful. If you're Trevor Lawrence, you're going to be the number one overall pick. Maybe go play in the apartment complex instead.
There's some good videos being posted on social media. Great segue here, Joe. Alex Rodriguez posted a picture of J-Lo doing some pole dancing.
Excuse me?
Wow.
She is training for a role where she is going to play a stripper in the upcoming movie Hustlers.
Show research? Should we look that up?
We could definitely.
Let's do it from Hollywood's account.
Well, I got to tell you, J-Lo and A-Rod, they've just really latched on. I mean, this is big time love here.
Let me tell you something. A-Rod, greatest comeback story of all time.
I agree. Nobody's
you can't compare.
Nobody's
can't
changed compare. That. And by the way, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame so fast that people are going to forget, right, about everything.
I mean, some people are.
He may not get in right off the bat, but he's getting in pretty quickly because of what he's done with his image. You got to be doing PR on his how you can turn your image around. I'm shocked Roger Clemens hasn't called him. Barry Bonds hasn't called him.
What can you help me? Can you help us?
What exactly did you do again that got everybody liking you? What did you do? God. You're on every friggin' show. You're making more money now than ever. We got to go hide every day.
Oh, and you're dating J-Lo.
Yeah. And you're dating J-Lo. J-Lo, who's had a rough go with guys.
That's right.
Got
found A-Rod.
Found A-Rod, and it's been true love. It's a nice story.
What's that movie she's training for? Hustlers?
It By is. The way,
show research.
God bless her. That gene pool she has.
Oh, my goodness.
She is. She looks great. Looks great. Anything else there? Are you done?
No, that's good.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm looking up Hustlers.
Great gene pool. We'll end it on that.
What? We got to check in real quickly on the Kendall
My buddy
Toyota.
Who's a huge baseball fan just texted me, A-Rod will always be A-Roid. That text couldn't come in quick enough for my buddy.
I don't think a lot of people think that, though.
He's a Yankee fan, too, though, my buddy.
And let's not forget.
I mean, this came in quicker than anything
he
I've ever seen.
He got it not once, but twice. He got hit twice.
Right. You're right. A-Rod will always be A-Roid.
Not once, but twice. Yeah.
And now he's dating J-Lo.
Talk I think about he's done.
Comeback player of the year.
I think he's done real well with his investments. I think he's doing just fine, and she seems pretty damn motivated,
and
too.
Now the text messages about J-Lo are coming in.
What is J-Lo? She's sneaking up on 50?
Gotta be.
Man, that girl works out. Then they do these crazy diets.
I know.
I see A-Rod goes on them, too.
She's 49.
Yeah. Sneaking up on the big 5-0.
Net worth, 320. And not thousands.
Oh, no, she's doing fine. I'll bet A-Rod's dancing.
Damn!
I'll bet A-Rod's dancing in there, too.
Oh, come on. Two of them. Oh, there's the video. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we gotta get ready. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Pete Prisco is going to join us in the early 8 o'clock hour. We'll get into more stuff with the NFL as well. Yeah, A-Rod, listen, you got to give it to A-Rod. And some people, you think most people like A-Rod now? Has he made himself more likable? I think he has.
Yeah, I think yes.
He is likable.
He is likable.
Whether you think he's a cheater or not, he's still likable.
Likable dude.
He admitted he cheated.
Yeah.
He is cheat or not. He said, I cheated.
Yeah, that's but he, why. Put that aside. He is a likable guy right now.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. I'm going to watch this movie.
Anyway, we got to go to break here, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.